I first heard the term sex trafficking many years ago, it conjured up images of other countries and people being smuggled in the dark, disappearing, never to be heard from again. And while that does happen, I have since learned the problem is more complex and more in the open than you might think. The raid on P. Diddy's home happened just 4 months after his once longtime girlfriend, R&B singer Cassie Ventura, filed a lawsuit against him, accusing the artist of physical abuse, sex slavery, and assault, allegations that are by law considered sex trafficking and human trafficking. By definition, sex trafficking is all the activities around when someone is forced, coerced, or tricked into performing certain acts, or when the person involved is under 18. I spoke with Audrey Bedke, the co-founder of Real Escape from the Sex Trade, also known as REST.
We typically think that they are willing participants, not understanding the amount of force, fraud, and coercion that is used to keep someone continuing to engage. Mm. At REST, we have worked with a number of survivors who were paid by celebrities to provide sexual services. And in each of the cases we've worked with, there was always a pimp involved. And that pimp was the one who received the money. The pimp was the one who controlled the person. In this case, I'll call them the victim's actions. And the victim did not have the option to walk away or leave. They had no option to say yes or no to what was being asked. But instead, if they said no, there would be consequences, typically violence, that would come because of that choice.
And often, traffickers use manipulation to keep them engaged. Trust and love go hand in hand with the threats and the violence.
And the combination of this love and fear keeps someone loyal. So typically, this looks like either becoming a boyfriend, or sometimes traffickers are parents. Sometimes it's a friend, but it's someone who builds a lot of trust to be able to say, I'm going to take care of you. I see you. You're worth something.
She says even if someone appears to be consenting to sex work, the reality for many is much more layered and complex.
So what happens is most survivors will portray this picture of, I love what I'm doing, and particularly to their buyers, but it's a matter of my survival to love what I'm doing in order to keep myself safe. And survival mode will force us to love things that harm us because they keep us alive. So for example, someone who's doing sex work and knows that their children eating is dependent on it, them not receiving a beating is dependent on it, will love doing sex work because that's the thing that allows them to live.
And while the P. Diddy investigation is definitely shining a light on this issue, my hope is that we don't look at this as just a celebrity problem. REST alone helps more than 600 survivors each year in the Seattle metropolitan area. What's also important, realizing it's not an issue we can take at face value. Just because someone looks like a willing participant doesn't mean they are. And understanding the truth about the problem is a meaningful first step to doing something about it.